The comparison that women experience to younger versions of themselves is profound. There's a story that I tell in one of my books about a woman who comes in and says, "Look at this picture of me when I was more thin. Wasn't she beautiful?" She had been adored for how she looked her whole life. I mean, right from the beginning. In fact, often her parents would say to her things like, "You know, did anyone say anything good about how you look today?" And so she developed this whole looking at this younger version of herself in a photo as a motivational strategy to avoid eating things that she thought were going to cause her to gain weight. So she would get up in the morning, she would look at these images, and they would be this kind of like thinspiration. If you remember that you could have that once, you could have it again. We have the story that we think, you know, if you look a certain way, oh, you're going to be finally free from the pressure of feeling like you have to beat your body into submission because you've got it, you have attained the goal. And yet the research data shows us that that's actually not the case, that when you look the way that everybody wants you or expects you to look, all you have is further to fall. And then the fear comes like, oh my gosh, what if I'm losing this?